This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. In Houston, the floodwaters are receding in parts of the city, and residents are beginning to assess the damage and loss caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. WBUR's Anthony Brooks is in Houston and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Give us a sense of what you've been seeing so far.
Well, the sun is out. Parts of the city are dry and look like they're returning to normal, but that's just an appearance. There's still a lot of work left to do and a lot of challenges here, Sharon. Lots of people are still in shelters in the western part of the city. There are still lots of homes with water in them. And elsewhere, people are coming to terms with really the calamity that has befallen them. Last night, I walked through a neighborhood in southwestern Houston where I'm staying, and this was hit hard by the floodwaters. This was a part of town just a few blocks from a bayou that overflowed and inundated lots of folks' homes. So I spoke to Carissa Holmes. She had to be evacuated by boat after close to 2 feet of water came into her house. Her front yard is now piled high with waterlogged sheetrock, carpets, furniture, family possessions, all ruined. Here's a bit of what she said.
We had a river of water inside. We've lost memories. We've lost sleep. We've shed so many tears, and there's tears yet unshed. Right. We're still trying to figure out how much damage we have and if we can rebuild. We don't know what we're going to do.
Anthony, it is really tough to imagine this level of loss, tangible and emotional. Does she know what comes next for her?
Well, as you could hear in that cut, she really doesn't. I mean, it's a question that a lot of people are asking, and the answer is no, people don't know. Some people in this particular neighborhood that I spoke to are already talking about rebuilding. Some are talking about moving away. In Carissa Holmes's case, she really doesn't know. I asked her, for example, if she and her husband even had flood insurance. Here's what she said.
No, it's never flooded here. None of our neighbors have flood insurance because it's never flooded here. This is a flood of biblical proportions, quite literally. This was Noah's flood, and we didn't have an ark.
So in Harris County, which includes Houston, the county flood control district estimates that there are 136,000 structures that were flooded. The water is receding in most places. That said, there are parts of the western part of the city where homes are still flooded and where people are still being urged to evacuate. That's where I'm heading later today. So, Sharon, this is a city and indeed a big part of Texas that faces a long recovery ahead.
Right. And Anthony, I understand you did catch up with some first responders who traveled from Massachusetts to help out.
Yeah, they're part of the FEMA Urban Rescue and Recovery Team based in Beverly, Mass. The team has been here since Tuesday. They brought down aluminum boats, two inflatable boats, and they've been helping out with the effort to get people out of flooded neighborhoods. That work is slowing down because the floodwaters have receded and because so many local residents helped out with that effort. So yesterday when I met up with these guys, they were on standby waiting to be deployed by FEMA if needed, and they weren't. So here's Jerry Junta. He's a 34-year veteran of the Salem Fire Department and leader of the Massachusetts Task Force.
It gets frustrating for the guys that want to go to work and help people. It's an adrenaline rush for us, and we're all type A personalities, and we want to go to work and do a good job. But on the other hand, I had a rookie on the fire department come up and say to me, geez, I hope we have a fire tonight. And I happen to know where he lives, so I says, how about if it's at 2 Main Street? And he goes, hey, that's where I live. And I said, well, be careful what you wish for.
So, Sharon, Junta says that they'll be ready to go to work again today, but part of being a first responder is waiting, and they may be spending another day doing just that. But Junta made the point that one of the reasons they didn't have to do anything yesterday is that the local people, not just the local first responders, but friends, parts of the members of the community, neighbors, responded so effectively to this crisis. And in fact, I spoke to Alberto Caudillo, whose home was flooded in the neighborhood near where I'm staying in southwest Houston. He has a lot of rebuilding work ahead of him. But here's what he said about how his fellow Houstonians have responded to this event.
I'm amazed as to the beauty of the support that we have from the Houstonians.
I've been hearing this a lot, actually, that people really come together.
I am very proud to be a Houstonian. I'm very proud to be of this part of this community. People help. People bring food. People give help. Anything that it's needed, people are here to look after each other.
And Sharon, that's something I've been hearing a lot from people, a lot of sadness about loss, but also gratitude for the way this community has responded.
Well, Anthony, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's Anthony Brooks reporting from Houston. Anthony, thanks, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Sharon.
This is 90.9 WBUR.